weaving past futures and not yet threads of a story. Ending in the present, always late arriving. Who holds all stories? Who takes our land? Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened in South Carolina, in New York, in Palestine, in Iran? Who knows what happened? Posts ponder chaos, a light at the end of what can't be illuminated. No stars under our feet, a revolving core of fire coming back. Who knows the story? Who knows what happened? In Ethiopia. In Nigeria. In the so-called Middle East, who knows what happened? Who holds our stories? Who took our land, land back? We want our land back. Close, peace, mine, eye, forecast. Storm coming, casino, dry, ice, smoke. The tanks go by, tossing coins at the dead. Same side of the coin. We are on the same side of the coin. Clueless on sale, outdated and made of plastic. Well, at least we've been to the moon. At least we are starting to remember the stories.
This disarray, this uncertain, this only seems to serve the misery. May a place on me, might they take from me all of this bullshit. I do not need it. I believe in magic because I've seen it. Nothing, you, the ego, you know already how it goes. I've got a strong man, strong girl, from my head to my toe, back to my ego. These earthly habits, they got to get going. I've let go of desires, but have I truly let go of the fires that burn them and fuel them? It's so hard to be human with a battle in mind. I have lost all devotion over time. I'm on a path of remembrance, and I'm remembering fine. I've been nothing that's mine, only borrowing time. My kind, talking to God, unworthy of his tie. With all these doubts in my mind, trying to cross the sight, left to struggle in my right. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same. Well, like city kids beneath the poverty line, I'm feeding my senses. Food for thought is money well spent. Cause most of our so-called knowledge is rented, invented, depends on flippant frenzies, social scenarios, holler like Cheerios, you hear me though? Never thought I'd be coming out your stereo, but there we go. Mac W, it's retaining now. Now it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same.
So me and Cup just came to kick it hard. Alright, alright, alright. Style, baby, baby, phone been crazy lately. Threw it in the wind and now it's gone. I feel a little lighter. What is my lighter? And how I'm going like the jump and spit some more. Anywho, trust if people wanna reach you, then they will. Mama said, drop your bags, wipe your back. You is the bag. You can't be taking that. Labels talking percentages, saying that they be stacking more dividends. Yeah, but see, I'm in here for the long haul. And I know exactly where the billions is. Bar for bar, let's go. You talk the talk, I walked it, you taught them wrong. I'm writing the glossary. Bar for bar, I fought the noise off with my noise and my voice, it went hoarse. I know it's tight in your shoulders. A heavy heart in the pit of the grown-up. They said that a bachelor was the groom, what's the hold-up? He left and left a note that says I don't have enough hands to hold us. Putting up the story, see kid, it's a cold world. The more you lighten up, the more the world works for you. Just know I'm living proof, I stay up in the proof, yeah. Alright, let's aim it hot, let's feed the chips in me. Yeah, cartridge came to kick it hard. Yeah, style, baby, baby, phone been crazy lately. Do it in the wind and now it's gone. I feel a little lighter, what is my lighter? And how I'm going like the joke, spit some more. Anywho, trust if people wanna reach you, then they will. Mama said, drop your bags, wipe your bags, you is the bag. You can't be taking that. Mm-hmm.
bugging all the strangers. Bug is too contagious. Let the money make you. One day when you're famous, please come back and save us. Remember we used to play home, scotch in second grade. Fucking now you changed up. All the rings and makeup. Walking like it's blue blood, running through your veins. But if I'm not mistaken, you don't know what pain is. Just a couple breakups, crying on the train. Dry your eyes and come and view our eyes. You love your songs and flights. You're meant to love this life. Who cares if you can't find a place to run or hide? You owe us all your time. You owe us all your time. Dry your eyes and come and view our eyes. You love your songs and flights. You're meant to love this life. Who cares if you can't find a place to run or hide? You owe us all your time. You owe us all your time. Hold our names up, you know we major. And don't forget our faces and all the favors now that you major. Can't invite us to the places where Chardonnay flows and you ashamed of. All the trades you run away from and we display them for you, they paid off. Well, here is where people come to die. But you made it out alive. Held us down so you could rise. Time to pay the price. Come and view our eyes. You own your songs and flights. You're meant to love this life. Who cares if you can't find a place to run or hide? You owe us all your time. You owe us all your time. Dry your eyes and come and view our eyes. You own your songs and flights. You're meant to love this life. Who cares if you can't find a place to run or hide? You owe us all your time. You owe us all your time.
J'ai reçu de l'amour, connu la tendresse tard. Les femmes font des durs qu'on ne redresse pas. J'ai reçu de l'amour, connu la tendresse tard.
Les plaies s'effacent-elles? La vie c'est pas du gâteau, mano solo. Je fais le coup du chapeau, je porte plusieurs casquettes. Quand le S du Z rencontre le P de Pouch, définitivement c'est du lourd, on le fait pour la culture et les finances, pour les exigeants. Fit incroyable, un type qui ressort vivant de 5 noyades. C'est pas le Mississippi, mais cette terre connaît le blues. Elle n'a pas besoin de guerre pour faire couler le rouge. J'aime quand les notes volent, je fais la queue pour une grosse dose, je sais pas de quoi il peine aveux. Je bique grave autre chose, je viens d'ailleurs et je vais tout niquer. Comme Johnny, on suit le plan avec le temps. Les rires jaunis, s'il faisait jour, on s'est introduit des reins solides pour apaiser ce grain de folie. Tu t'enfuiras pas, même si t'avales plein de produits. Je fais le plein, je cogite, monte en grimpe trop vite. Sam Symphonie remplit 5 Samsonites, c'est savoureux.
C'est au point qu'on ne dramatise plus devant le dératiseur. Le stress fait rouler, j'en suis à 6, déjà 10 heures. Tout pour l'assiette à fond sur la 6 pour la baissiette. C'est pour moi les tapas. Avant de faire la sieste, rêve de ce que t'as pas. Moi je kiffe ma veste. Ceux qui subissent le mépris de chasse avec pas de thune pour les photos de classe. Les femmes font des durs qu'on ne redresse pas. J'ai reçu de l'amour, connu la tendresse tard. Donc je suis marginal, sans carnival. Je m'en sors grâce au texte et par l'image. En tant que rat des villes sous l'apparence d'un chat. Sous l'influence d'un paquet sans preuve d'achat. Sur l'épaule de lance-roquette, je tire du cockpit escorté de belles gambettes. Lias en rafale pour que Lady danse. Craquer le code avant son existence. Iconique, ni comique, bucolique. J'suis unique et même plus. Tes potes les sangsues. De moi, aucune copie sans sucre. Non, trop de respect pour souffrance. Retrousse tes manches et coude coude. Même à 1000 morceaux, tu seras pas à bout de souffrance.
Hey guys, welcome to Lunga Radio. I have a guest in the studio with me, and he's gonna do like a little voiceover. What have you got, Chisenga?
Welcome to Lunga Radio, where the best shows up on radio every week. Stay tuned.
welcome, brother. Welcome back to Kai Radio.
Thank you so much.
Obviously had you here before.
Yeah.
And we are always happy when you stop by. Now, today we are talking about a few things. Two things mainly. You've got some music coming up, and you've also got some shows coming up pretty soon as well.
Yeah, so I've got new music coming up. I haven't put a title to the EP yet because I'm planning on putting out an EP.
Yeah.
I've actually never put out an EP before, so it's the first time I'm going to be putting out an EP.
Uh-huh.
I just don't have a title for it. I've put out mixtapes and I've put out singles. I've done everything but put out an EP. So, yeah, I'm going to be trying this for the first time. I don't have a title for it, but I'm thinking probably 5 songs. I could say that I'm finished, but I'm just very particular with the mixing and mastering. So, yeah.
Why EP this time if you've never done it before?
I just kind of feel like we're in a place where content is kind of consumed like fast food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost because of the use of mobile phones and the digital era is just like it's just brought in this thing where content is just quickly consumed and then it's passed on. So I just kind of feel like if I put too much out, like my last album had 28 songs and I thought it was too much. So I kind of feel like that would be too much. It would be overkill.
I see.
So I want to start with 5 tracks and then see how those songs actually perform.
Yeah.
And then maybe if I do decide, then I'll put out an album. But all I've been doing is just putting out tracks as opposed to the way I used to sometimes just create a full track and just keep it in the studio. Nowadays, I'm kind of like, okay, made this track, I want to put it out. But now I've just created a bunch of songs and I want to pick 5 to make the EP.
And when do you expect this to drop?
I'm probably thinking either late February or early March. And the reason is just because I need to give myself a little more time to prepare, because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm like panicking or rushing anything. You know what I mean? I want to be relaxed when I put it out and just give the public at large, just give them enough time to sort of, you know, realize that I've got a project coming out.
Now you've got a gig and then potentially to promote the EP as well, right? Like will you be performing some of the tracks from the EP in the gig?
That's actually one of the questions that I've been asking myself.
Yeah,
because as you heard when we rode in my car, I was actually playing new music by myself. And I've just by playing it in the car, I've actually been able to master the lyrics, because I don't write my lyrics. I just create on the moment and I record.
I remember you said that.
Yeah. So like just being able to play it over and over and just enjoying and listening to the mixing and mastering, that's kind of given me the opportunity to learn the lyrics. And like the song that I was playing is one of the ones that I've been enjoying the most, actually.
Yeah.
I made 3 masters, so I put it on. But yeah, back to your question, I probably will.
Yeah,
I probably will. I might perform one of them.
Yeah.
Or I might make a medley and then see how that goes.
I get you.
Mm-hmm.
So these songs, so 4 or 5 songs, are they connected to each other in any way? Is this like a?
I would say they're definitely connected in the sense that they fall in a place where there's a certain sound that I'm chasing.
Yeah.
And these particular songs actually manifest what I'm chasing. But the funny thing is I kind of feel like these are the last songs that I want to really put out in a hip hop style, in the traditional hip hop style, because I'm aiming for something different with what comes after the EP.
Yeah.
In fact, I've already started working on the other project, and I'm kind of thinking maybe release them concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
First, this EP. The
Are you playing a flute or something?
Are you gonna Andre 3000 me?
I love Andre.
Nah. He's my favorite. Andre's like my favorite artist from Outkast.
Dungeon Family. Yeah. Outcast.
Yeah. Nah, actually, from the Dungeon Family. Yeah. Nice going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know more than I thought. Respect. Yeah, nah. I'm not playing the flute, just to be clear. But I did always, you know, and this is not something I'm saying like to get clout.
Yeah.
But I talked to the DOC, who is one of Dr. Dre's like closest friends. Anybody that knows my music knows that, and knows my career knows that I've always kind of really admired Dr. Dre. But the closest I've been is I've met his firstborn son, and I've met his closest friend, the DOC, Tracy. Uh-huh. And the thing I was telling the DOC, and I had been telling the DOC for months, I was saying to the DOC, I said, I've seen Andre playing the flute for so long.
Yeah.
I don't understand why nobody has actually put him in the studio and said, play a flute on a hip hop song.
On a track. Yeah.
Like if you remember, Future had Mask Off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's mainly driven by flute.
Yeah.
And then when I look at one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite hip hop albums, Little Ghetto Boy by Dr. Dre, it had a very significant flute playing on the song. So I told the DOC, I was like, man, somebody needs to get this guy in the studio, and maybe you and Dre could do that because you've already got the flute playing in Little Ghetto Boy.
Yeah.
But then, and this is none of my business, but I'm just like in my thoughts, this is just me thinking.
Yeah.
The DOC didn't say anything, but I just realized much later on that the DOC and Andre 3000 actually share baby mama.
Got you.
And I realized later on, like, maybe their relationship's not cool. But when I noticed that Andre 3000 put out his flute album, the DOC was actually promoting it. And I realized, okay, it was just me thinking things. But
No,
I'm not playing the flute.
See
what you did now?
Yeah.
I'm just doing something different. I think that I'm leaning towards, I don't want to give away too much, but there's something about a different direction that I'm leaning towards. That's a topic for another day. I don't want to give away my, you know, my card game.
I have a theory, by the way, with, you know, like, I know what you're talking about, and you're talking about the Andre 3000 sightings, which feels like they were happening for 2 years before the album was out. And I call them sightings because that's literally what they were, right? It was people literally running into him in the street, playing the food, taking selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like, I mean, he's an authentic dude, but he's also like a savvy dude. Like it was a surprise for a lot of people that he put this album out, but if you again look at his catalog, he's always surprised us, right?
That's true.
When the Love Below Speaker Box
album,
nobody expected that.
Yeah,
and
true.
Maybe like Big Boy, to like his side of the album was like consistent, but Andre's one was like completely out of the box, right?
Yeah,
and he's done that again this time.
Yeah,
and I particularly like this album. I've streamed this album a lot, by the way, and it's so funny because I saw a video of him on a TV show playing a song or a bunch of songs, and I'm gonna be honest, I was bored watching him do it. However, the album, for meditation, for if I'm having trouble sleeping, I like stream it from like beginning to end, and I'll fall asleep and the whole thing is playing. So
that's amazing.
I probably account for a lot of the streams as well.
That's nice. You know what I think? I don't know, but this is a little bit kind of like superstition, and I don't even know if I actually really believe in this stuff.
Yeah.
But so I'm a Gemini.
Uh-huh.
Andre 3000 is a Gemini.
Uh-huh.
The DOC is actually a Gemini. Right. And just a big shout out to the DOC right now. You know, look out for his documentary. Because, like, we've seen all the documentaries, the Defiant ones, Straight Out of Compton. We've seen, you know, all this stuff happening. But I think that he's one of the missing links to make the story complete. Because he's the person, and I'm not here to talk about him, but he's the person that introduced Dr. Dre to Suge Knight.
Got you.
And Harry O., the guy that funded Death Row Records and ended up in jail. Yeah, so yeah, Harry O., yeah. So those, so like the DOC also taught Snoop how to actually rap properly and structure rap verses. Like that part that like this and like that and like this, Santa, that was written by the DOC. So a lot of people don't really know. Like when I saw that NWA's been nominated for, I think, a Grammy, Lifetime Grammy Award or something like that, upcoming or something. I can't remember, but they've been nominated for something major. And I said to him, like, he's got to get his shine because he's one of the people that also helped write a lot of the songs and helped to make NWA, Eazy-E what they became, you know what I mean? He's like one of those people that's very played the background, and he lost his voice in a car accident.
I see.
And in fact, it wasn't the car accident that made him lose his voice. It was a catalyst to it, but the doctors made a mistake when they operated on his voice. He was actually in shock, from what I understand, and lost his voice. And he would have recovered.
Yeah.
But the doctors tampered with his vocal cords, and that's
crazy story.
Crazy story.
Yeah. This obviously, Chisanga, this show is broadcast on Saturday. You would have had an event on Friday. So if you're listening to this today, Saturday, his show would have been last night. What can people expect from your shows? And if I'm sure you'll have some in the future as well. What can people expect?
I would, I mean, the thing is, I just like to surprise people. I think that, it works better that way. Those that have been to my shows know that I'm just not an an ordinary type of performer. I don't just get on stage and just like put on a show. Like I gotta have my crowd engagement. I gotta have certain moments, certain things happening. Bear in mind, I grew up admiring the greatest, in my eyes, the greatest entertainer that lived was Michael Jackson. Like, hands down.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate what they did to him in the end, but you know, power breeds jealousy. That's my opinion. And you know, that's my opinion. I know that a lot of people end up debating, but I just want to do a good show, engage the crowd. You know, it's almost like an inherent thing for me to be like, when I get on stage, I just can't be on stage just rapping and you know what I mean, singing or whatever. It's got to be more for it, more to it, because people paid money to see you perform. You can't be there wasting their time. So yeah, it's Mad Fappermania Fringe show, the one we're doing. The first one is this Friday. Then I've got another one on the 16th.
On the 16th. So where is the one on the 16th?
Same venue.
So where is this venue?
Hyde Park Hotel.
Oh, the Hyde Park Hotel?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so the 16th.
We'll be in the main room.
16th of February. 16th main of room February. Of the Hyde Park Hotel.
Correct.
So this is a ticketed event?
It is a ticketed event.
And how much are we paying for tickets?
Maximum you'd be paying like $30, but there's tickets as low as $21 from what I understand. Don't quote me, but the lowest might be $19. Do not quote me. I know that I saw $21. And I know that I saw $30, and I think for $21, that would be, I think, group, if you're buying tickets for a group.
Yeah. And this is part of the Fringe Festival,
It is part of the Fringe Festival.
Is this the first year you've taken part in the festival?
No. Thank God it's the second year.
I see.
This is like an encore.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah. And how was the first time?
The first time is the reason why I'm going back for the second time. Because You know, what was so amazing is I got a lot of love from even my fellow artists about my performance, and it's just a blessing to be around good energy, because then that, you know, resonates back to me as well.
Yeah,
the good energy, because even, you know, there was just so many amazing performers as well, such that when I was stepping on stage, I was like, you know what, I gotta step up and do my best, because these guys are giving it their best, and we just all had a great camaraderie. So,
So that's on the 16th. Is there any more shows after that?
So no, so the first one is on the 2nd, which is this Friday, and then that's where I'm performing.
Yep.
The show goes on after these dates, but I'm performing on the 2nd.
Yeah.
And I'm performing on the 16th. So I'm basically calling on my people to come out and support me.
Yes. So we are going to definitely come out to, I think, the one on the 16th for sure.
Yep.
And support you. And we urge everyone that's listening as well. You'll get to hear, possibly get to hear, hopefully get to hear some music, some new music that I got to hear. A snippet of in Chisenga's car when we were trying to find parking. So...
You know, speaking of parking, and I won't sit on this for too long, but like, I can clearly see why people don't like coming into the city. So so it's like the mayor wants, the city wants to revitalize the city and have more people visiting the city.
Right.
But then parking is made difficult when there's so much parking anyway.
Yeah.
And then the parking process, I couldn't pay with my phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I couldn't do Apple Pay with my phone, which in this modern times should be like a thing. Like you should be able to pay with your phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think some of the parking meters are faulty. To be fair, and as far as the fringe and all those kinds of things, there's a bunch of parking spots in the city that I think most people know about. So if anyone is like concerned about our city, should I Uber, should I drive, there are a few parking spots that are free after 6 p.m.
Yeah.
In the city, like these big parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, as long as it's not such a super busy night, I think it's fairly easy to find parking. There's that as well. But yeah, the parking meters are...
Yeah. They leave much to be desired. The thing is, and not, you know, I hate politics, bro. But here we go again. The thing is, we're made to pay so much, and we're made to pay so many fines. Like, we get fined every chance they get. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I really think that we should be getting a return on our investment. And this is just my advice to the city. Like, let's, you know. If you're making us pay so much, then let's get a return on our investment, which is like fixing the machines. And I think as an influential figure, it's part of my duty to use my voice and to use this opportunity to, you know, just address certain things. And it's not like a train smash. This is like, oh, yeah, you know what? He's got a good point.
Yeah.
We're now going to make him the mayor of the city.
I think you should be the mayor.
Nah. I'm cool. I'd rather be friends with the mayor. And if, you know, if they need advice on the side, I'm more than happy to give it. I hear Obama is still the president of America.
What are you looking forward to this year? The year's just started. 2024, new year for everyone. What's Chisenga looking forward to?
You know, to be honest, I'm really looking forward to bettering my relationship with the people back home in Africa where I was born. I'm a dual citizen of, you know, Zambia and Australia.
Yeah.
But still, just like that relationship, even though I'm a resident here, I can't just, you know, put it to the wayside. So strengthening my African ties.
Yeah.
And then overall strengthening my international relations. Looking forward to sharing my new music with the world. Sharing I've always been very innovative, so I kind of hope that I can sit at the right table where people actually, you know, are open-minded and can listen to new ideas, and somebody that's got, you know, fresh ideas, and so we can move forward and do some amazing things.
Who are some of the people that you are either working with or would like to work with in the local scene. I mean, there's a lot of like dope artists locally here in Perth as well. Are you working with any right now, or are you planning to work with any in the future?
So right now I've got a pretty good relationship with Sachiv. I've got a pretty good relationship with De Niro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other artists. Verbalize and I have already worked together. We've done a bunch of work together. I mean, also, I'm trying to avoid the whole leaning on collaborations too much.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I see the importance, but at the same time, I'm trying to use a different approach, and it's very deliberate. And the reason why I say that, so there's a plus and a minus to collaborating with, you know.
I think I meant it more in the sense of, like, even if it's like, sometimes you get together with other artists to throw ideas around, you know, channel a certain type of energy. They don't necessarily have to be on your project or you on theirs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But it's, I personally find that just being around other creatives sometimes can, you know, like a few things pop up in your head that maybe wouldn't otherwise.
Do you know what song was playing in my car? Do you know the title?
No.
It's funny you say that. It's called Introvert.
There you go.
Nah, you're totally right. You're totally right. So nah, and as far as like being around creatives, there's a lot of you know, people that are doing some amazing things. There's a guy called Cranston. There's a Nigerian guy that I know called Ayo. I just met a young man by the name of Hugo. And all these are creatives in the media fraternity, which I'm very, very interested in, because I'm like a natural creative myself as well. So there's certain weaknesses that I've noticed that I have, and so like working with these people kind of strengthens those weaknesses, and they're very open-minded. Yeah, like this boy I met, he just does a lot of car videos, and I went to his Instagram and I actually had no idea that Perth had such amazing cars.
Yeah,
like some of the ones we just see on film and, you know, exclusives, or, you know, just it's a lot that I didn't know, but I've been able to find out through this boy's videos.
We urge everybody, we're gonna try and hustle him for a free ticket to the gig to the 16th, not for us but for the viewer, for the listeners.
African being African,
of course, man. Of course we have to do that, you know that. You know, even if it's just one for, you know, one person that's listening to this today and would love to go to the show. But stay tuned to Noongar Radio and Kaya Radio for more on that. But thank you, Chisenga, for hanging out with us today again, man. It was good to see you. And we'll catch up again. See you on the 16th.
Sounds great. I am Chisenga. You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio Perth. Picture me as a winner, make it cinematic. I'm cut from a different cloth, it's all in the fabric. En suite is how I wanted it. My business is unfinished and my ambition'll haunt me. Murder tracks leaving bodies with the yellow tape. Rolling heavy, don't confuse me with no featherweights. When I speak to the press, never the best dressed. Try to focus on getting my family in less debt. Cooking from the summer till the winter comes. Streaming platforms is where I get my business from. Man, I'm blessed, Marcus Paul on my horns. Same dude that got a Grammy for his work with Anderson .Paak. Damn right I pulled a rabbit out the hat. Build a crib and make sure it don't come without the racks. And not the racks you put clothes on. Alexa, play a chorus for the dawn.
Blah. I'm been a mess, we just lost DMX. Some people showed it fake love, all for the flex. The cause and effect, that's pretty complex. We hope for the best, that the blessings come next. Lost people back home that were laid down to rest. Couldn't be there in person, so I sent out a text. Meanwhile, making moves, trying to invest. I got so much to say, so many vibes on my chest. But the beat got less than 5 minutes left. This is Grown Man B.I., do not intercept. Fans screaming when they see me on stage live in the flesh. Indie artists doing it, charging execs. Can't walk in my shoes if you ain't trying to be the best. We just lost Black Rob just to add to the stress. Prison cell, that's the new Derek Chauvin address. Now may George Floyd go to rest. Yes. Coming up in the game like back in the day when I was just a child watching flashy kids. They used to say I was a Dr. Dre wannabe. Now they all wanna be friends, so who's a wannabe now, huh? Holla at your boy, man. Listen, I've been around, looked around, no competition. Since I started, I've been nice, kid. The hunger for more, give me a river, cause my thirst never ends. Man, I came from the bottom up. The hard work and a sweat was enough that it could fill up a cup. It's a show of strength not to entertain the naysayers. Had to grow thick skin just to be a game changer. Leonardo da Vinci, Mona Lisa trying to frame the artist. Another day in the office, I might draw the line just fucking with different concepts. Product on the streets, money in the bank. Tattletellers coming home, we caught him with the shank. And he still got a smile on his face. He went out laughing cause he thought it was a prank. Just let it sink. Listen. And ladies, I love y'all, but I love my freedom more. Te extraño mucho, mi amor.
Keeping it real is staying true to my culture.
Listen, dear, I realize that you've been hurt deeply because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in His sight. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Then you came with your stick game, played with her, you. dick. I turn around and get told I should tone it down with the owner, who hoping now that I'm closing my open mouth, but I'm holding the dopest sound to get hold of the whole amount of the show. When the older crowd you'll be holding, we sold them out. Most of vocal bonds are get broken, they're broken out of the bone, but they going out on their own anyhow. Survive with the motion, ride with the chosen one, surviving the potency test, unless the overdosing on the virus and goes in the chest. Jenny's a guest, nevertheless, let me get dressed. Spending potentially getting a second to reckon, I'm one of the best, actually blessed. Forgetting respect, enter the vets with four vets. Ready, you one of the flex, settle a check and I'm getting my forfeit. Who one of us with a chosen one? Rolling the block with a broken lung. Holding the time to the show, we're gone with two thumbs. Stop turning them up, cause your boy ain't got no style with it. Who got the regular flow? Turning the potency temperature high with it, so fly with it. Not 90% of the time each night. Finding a way to supply my desire. Getting a plane to go fly my kite. It's giant, right? No wait, I forgot this gene now. Usually only leave I'm in the time and the place and the sequence of dreams, huh? What's that? Rap rapidly distracted, detach. Actual facts, me jack. Calibrate, retract, and relax. Rule down with Malawi, golden ounces in the back. Got your new sound and Jumanji, blowing out winds in the dash. It's that Africa. Tragic that we will get branded with all of these tags. And cannibalism is bad. Gaggling geese and a beef in a band. And that's so grand and that's so sweet. Raise your hands before we speak. Give me the delicacies. Get in your head like a delicate meat.
Yeah. Alwe shikana, ishi lilo Ay, liyo kala nini getrilo Uzo zikolela jonkele jono Oba shala kunjina, kunja ningonso Oyo inge awe, inge mezi Shkabina manje nise No satane atuktela chigetele Strili jabule kape Toni sude li minde Chango la kulushane Chando la colusane, chando la colufanele.